Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. The weather in Chicago is warming up, but the rain is coming, the floods are coming, the mold and mildew and water stains. You don't want that, especially if you live near the Fox or Des Plaines River. Rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. You know who to call when disaster strikes. Aloha Restoration to get your bone dry in no time. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. You know your home's in good hands. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hey, Google Pixel fans. For a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Come to the Home Depot this month and you'll learn a thing or two. Actually, three. With three free do-it-yourself workshops. Learn how to install a ceiling fan. How to improve the look and feel of your walls with easy paint and drywall repair. Even how to install a tile backsplash. See, it's never too late to learn something new. Register today at HomeDepot.com/workshops for a free do-it-yourself workshop near you. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two, three.
When what we really need is proven quality sleep. Only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by JD Power. And during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, only $17.99, only for a limited time. For JD Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Mom's the word at JCPenney. Time is running out to find a gift mom will love, like $10 cultured freshwater pearl studs for rewards members. Not a member? It's easy to join. Or pick up something for yourself with 50% off select women's apparel. Save even more with your $10 off $25 coupon waiting for you in your JCPenney app wallet. This Thursday through Sunday, celebrate mom at JCPenney. Offers valid 5/9 to 5/12. $10 pearl studs excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or JCPenney.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Theo, I read somewhere recently that you need to go to Joe Madden and get a contract extension in the works. Have you made a decision not to worry about that until after the season? Is there a possibility that could happen before the season's over? Or is it?
No,
is
this I addressed that in November, that you know, we've made the decision that we're going to wait
until the end of the year, and that it was appropriate given the import of the season that we had and what we're focused on and all the things we had learned from last year, that collectively as an organization we're focused on 2019.
Okay.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Interesting to hear Theo address that yet again. And I know it's a tiresome subject and people don't want to hear it.
Well, it's tiresome. It is tiresome. I can see why he would bristle at the idea, and I respect everything and everywhere he's coming from. Look, the other part of...
But the storyline has changed. The narrative's changed. It started out with them as kind of a failure at the end of last year, so you're going to rethink things. And then you open this year, and Theo has to come out and actually say, hey, get off Tommy Hotovy. It's not just... You know, he right. has to do almost a mea culpa for the way the season starts. And now... Things have turned very positive, and you wonder if that is a general feeling. The broken offense has been cured.
It's been fixed.
It's been fixed, and in part, Joe's been a part of fixing it.
Because of his hands-on approach. He's taken he's adjusted the way, and I think he's adjusted in a way that they have noticed, and I think that they appreciate. So, look, we asked him about it. It's early May. He answered it. It's pretty clear. Based on his answer now, based on his answer previous to this, that this is a decision that has not been made and won't be addressed until after the season. Let's see how it goes. The context of everything about the organization could change based on what happens this year. Yeah. A lot of players' directions and a lot of their futures. The other aspect of this, and this is what, I'm preaching to the choir here, but this is what we do in the media. We look at the big picture in the sports market we live in. And to me, it just stood out. It was glaring that Joe Maddon, the most accomplished manager or coach in town, had the least amount of contract security for a team that's in first place. Jeremy Colleton, Matt Nagy, Rick Renteria, Jim Boylan, who just had a contract extension announced last Friday. So it was in that context that I sort of said, well, boy, isn't this an unusual looking picture? Even though they're not all related, even though the Cubs have nothing to do with the White Sox, nothing to do with the Bulls. From a fan's perspective, from a media's perspective, sometimes we look at the big picture and wonder why.
And it's fair to look at the big picture of Chicago, but it's also fair to look at the big picture of Major League Baseball. And I think that's the argument Kevin was making, that you don't see the so-called celebrity manager. You don't. It could be a spot where you could save money if you wanted to. It also could be, Joe is the oldest manager in baseball. For a win now team, Joe seems like a perfect manager. If something happens, if they are overtaken in the division again,
right?
Because they were last year, albeit by the skin of their chinny chin chin, by the Milwaukee Brewers. If that happens again, well then are the Brewers getting better? Are the Cubs getting worse? Like, where are you in your life expectancy?
How long is the championship window open?
Is the window open?
Yeah.
Does it remain open? Do they have to do more?
Isn't it hard to imagine, and it's not impossible, though. It's not inconceivable. It is pro sports. But for me, isn't it hard to imagine next year the window being closed?
No, I don't think the window closes overnight. I don't believe that at all. But I do think that...
You change your thinking, your approach?
When we talked to Gordon, there are a lot of really good teams. And there are a lot of good teams in the division. And... it seems often you're either getting better or if you're stagnant, you're not improving.
Yeah.
You're not. So the one move they made in the offseason was Daniel Descalso, and that helped a ton, and he's been good.
Mm-hmm.
But they are in a transition, David, in terms of their starting pitching.
To your point, that's it. The starting pitching is 30-something.
And
when you get to that point.
I mean, in dog years,
you don't
Cole
know
Hamels
what to expect.
Lester, for God's sake. John Lester's phenomenal. But I'm just saying it's
changing. So I don't think you'd ever want to use the word rebuild after this season.
No.
But you would look at it very differently, if they're resetting or reloading or whatever R word you want to use to attach to what could happen next year. That could be a process that takes longer than one season to get back to whatever level you want to get back to.
It's so important for Hendricks to be pitching as you thought he might after you gave him the deal. This is a big start, every start big for you, Darvish, to prove that because he's under contract long term. Quintana, you made that move because you wanted these years out of him,
mm-hmm.
the inexpensive ones. So these guys are as important. I love John Lester. He's the pro's pro and all that stuff. But at some point, you know, what's the old line? Father Time undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated. And I think that's a good point to make. So moving forward, I think the way that the Cubs have been able to handle every distraction, every possible issue that has come their way, still looks like a very good team. The contract matter, okay, asked and answered. That's going to be something that probably doesn't come up again until the end of the year. It may, I don't know, maybe over the All-Star break it'll be addressed in broad terms depending on where the Cubs are, but I don't think that we're going to get any different of an answer the rest of this season from the front office than we just got from Theo.
That's pretty clear. We have a texter checking in. Does the TV network change things in terms of a Joe contract? Well, the TV network means more money, more influx of capital,
eventually,
right?
Eventually.
Yes. So I don't know. Does that, I mean, there's a lot going on. Go to Wrigley, you know, go check out the neighborhood and see all the changes and everything that's happened. There's a lot of investment going on here that at some point, you know, they're putting money back into the team, but there's a reason that they were topped out in terms of what their baseball budget was for this season. And that's why they didn't make all these big moves. And, you know, again, you could argue that Cole Hamels picking up that $20 million is a huge move. That is a big-time move.
They have the second-highest payroll in baseball.
Yes.
It's not as if the Cubs are cheap. It's just that we want them to spend on things that we think are worth spending on, and we think that there's a bottomless pit of money. Realistically, there's not. Tom Rick has told us on opening day, when we brought up the Craig Kimbrel possibility, too big of a ticket. Doesn't think that's going to be the case.
I thought it was funny. He said that he every time he talks about money, he can't win. You know, that's true. He doesn't like talking about
I think
about
he's
money.
Won plenty.
Oh, boy, look at you. You want some of that, don't you, Kevin?
I'd love to be born into billions of dollars. Who wouldn't?
312-644-6767. Frankie Z, always a joy to talk to Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Hey, Frankie.
Where you been, Frankie?
How you doing?
Oh, I've been over in Italy, man. I've been spending some time over in Florence. But anyway, I'm back in town. Hey, here's my thing. I really enjoy you guys' chat about the Cubs and stuff, but I got a little bone to pick with David here. Now, I love your articles in the Tribune and all this kind of stuff, but just comparing Madden to the other four coaches, I think it's a little unfair, and I'll tell you very quickly why.
Okay.
The other four coaches are either new or begging for extensions. I mean, they're happy to get it. With Joe, I think it's a little different. I think we forget the other side of the equation, and that is, although Joe says he wants to be back, who knows? Joe's got to sign on the dotted line when his contract is up for another extension, too. So I think we've got to remember that he might not be quite as eager to sign as the other four coaches were. So anyway, that's just my comment, and I love your guys' show. I'm going to hang up, listen to
you.
Thanks,
Thanks, Frankie. You know, that's a fair point. And that when Joe Madden was talked to about this whole idea, at one point people used the term lame duck, and he said, no, not lame duck, free agent. So this is his free agent year, and maybe that is the way he's looking at it.
It's fun to look at it that way, but, I mean, his son wasn't happy about it.
His son was not happy about it.
Let's get to Raul. Raul has waited patiently in Logan Square.
Hello, Raul.
Hey, Raul. Hey, guys. Thanks. Great interview with Matt Campbell yesterday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I would run through a wall for that guy. That guy was awesome. But I was wondering, do you guys think the players actually need to see, you know, that work for Madison that they're talking about? I mean, you guys have been around players and teams, and are they just saying that, or – I mean,
you know, Raul, do you have any friends who've gone through a lot of counseling? Because
for sure. My wife's a counselor, I know.
Yeah,
sure.
I honestly believe that you can hear it in the language they use and the
totally.
You know, I think counseling is fine. I mean, I think it's great, but I think you also, it does change a person and it makes them more thoughtful, and they speak in the language of it, and I think you can tell when someone's.
Well, Raul, I think that's a very good question.
Quick story before you guys get into that. I just want to say about the racist symbols. You know, I'm Indian and I was raised Hindu, and I moved to Northbrook when I was a kid, and I had a lot of Jewish friends. And you know, you guys mentioned the swastika yesterday.
Yes,
friends would come over and they would see the swastika and they would be like, "What the heck, man? Like, what's going on?" And I had to tell them, "Hey, you know, the swastika was a Hindu symbol. It means good luck. It's in a home." But, you know, my mom and I, we decided not to put the swastika around our house because we felt uncomfortable that other people felt uncomfortable.
Right.
So, I mean, like, that's the reason why, it, you know, those symbols, that matters.
Yeah, perspective. Raul, great story.
And good decision.
Yes.
To put that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the players in Addison Russell, you're right. The way that Addison Russell speaks will reflect the counseling that he's received, Molly. But I also think that these are guys who are going to be traveling with him, living with him, around him. I think the actions will be more easily interpreted by them than it will be by us, because they'll know those specifics that we aren't privy to right now. So they'll be the ones that will be able to evaluate him better than we will be able to evaluate him.
We have a texter checking in saying, so a billionaire owner has to raise capital because the team is broke. Do you people even listen to each other? Not only do we listen to each other, we understand each other. I think you are having a hard time listening. And I guess listening is the skill. What we said was the baseball budget had been used up. The baseball budget.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Okay, but what's stopping them from adding to the baseball budget? It's not like there's an empty room with no dollars.
It's the second highest budget in the major leagues.
But what is stopping them from going and adding another $5 or $6 or $7 million?
Can I answer it somewhere? Can I answer it?
Of course.
Here's the answer. That even if you don't have a salary cap, you have what's called a team's bottom line. When you are a business and you are putting together a budget in which to run your business, you don't go about saying, you know, construction of this building is costing X amount of dollars, but why don't we just put more in? I mean, what the hell?
So if they signed Craig Kimbrell, then the whole operation goes under? That's like the dividing line
That's not the answer. The answer is you operate within a budget.
But they can afford to do it.
You trust people to run the team within the budget you create.
And Kevin,
and if they run over, that's their issue. That's really not your, you're the second highest payroll in the league, pal.
It's a valid conversation to have, Kevin, but we don't know what Craig Kimbrell's asking for. And if he's asking for something that's outrageous, you have to factor that
into
it as well.
Absolutely true. You're right.
So you don't want to make a bad deal just to make a deal because you have the money to spend.
Right.
You just don't spend it. So it has to make sense on a lot of different levels.
All right. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the Score. Not your chance, David, but our listeners.
Darn.
This hour's password. There you go. This hour's password is voice. V-O-I-C-E. Text the word voice to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the key word is voice. V-O-I-C-E. I will give voice to many complaints when I talk to Dustin. To 72881. Just using it in a sentence. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We'll bring in Dan and Connor next for a bit of transition. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Check out the Score starting lineup. Start your day with Chicago Sports Morning Show. Mully and Haw, 5 to 9.
This is a good team.
I just like the smell of it.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon.
I really hope that his phone falls into a lake of fire.
Boy, oh boy.
Then Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2.
Got some thoughts on things.
McNeil and Parkins take you home from work, 2 to 6.
Trubisky poops the bed.
I'm a trough guy.
Joe O, now night, 6 to 10. Julie DeCaro, 10 to midnight. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Period, new paragraph.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com sports station.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, select varieties of Arm & Hammer laundry detergent, 99 cents with online coupon and card. And get 12-pack Coca-Cola products, 3 for $9.99 with card. Limit 3. Get great deals on the essentials you need, right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The body, it is a work of art and a powerful ally in the fight against cancer. A new approach called immunotherapy empowers your body's natural immune system to fight cancer. This is Jimmy Smits, and I'm here with Stand Up To Cancer. Immunotherapy works by helping our immune system correctly identify and eradicate many types of cancer cells. Speak with your doctor and visit su2c.org/immunotherapy to learn more. Your body might just be your greatest hope.
Thanks for streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course,